The other thing we might mention, which I think is, I was once talking to an accountant, and we were talking about what happened at Burnside, and he said, "Oh, you'd work on the barter system, wouldn't you? If you had a book and you wanted, and you had a doll and you wanted to swap, it was a case of barter. I'll give you my book, and you give me your doll." And I said, "No, it didn't really work like that. It did for a while, but then you mightn't play with dolls. If you've got a book I want to read," and he said, "Then what did you do?" And it was really an amazing thing. And he was absolutely astounded when I told him what we had done and what we did for years and years afterwards. We invented our own currency. And, of course, to invent a currency, you have to use something that you couldn't get, that you just couldn't go out and get. You have to find something that was really rare and worth something. So this was during the war, remember, when we started all of this. We couldn't get soap, because soap was really precious during the war. And, of course, nobody was making handkerchiefs as such, because that was all the things that were needed for the war effort. Lace handkerchiefs were not one of those things.
We used to tear the sheets up for
hours. Yeah, so what we did, we would ask our parents or anybody that came to visit us, if they said, "What do you want for Christmas or your birthday?" You'd always say cakes of soap and hankies. And they must have thought we were the cleanest kids with the cleanest noses in the business. But what we were doing was, supposing Irene had a book that I wanted, I'd say, "Can I have that book, Irene?" And she'd say, "What would you give me for it?" And I'd say, depending on how important the book was for me, I'd say, "I'll give you two hankies and a cake of soap." And then I'd put the cakes of soap out and the hankies, and she would think which one she wanted. I'd say, "No, you can't have that." In other words, was it a £5 cake of soap, $5 cake of soap, or a $5 hanky, $10 hanky, or whatever? And it was up to us to strike how much the book was worth, right? But the currency that we used was cakes of soap and hankies. And so you saved up all your cakes of soap and hankies, so that it doesn't matter what you want from what girl you want it from, you had the money or the wherewithal to buy it. And it was like your cakes of soap were your small change, right? But your pretty lace hankies, they could be like $20 or $10, or if it was a really exotic hanky, it would be a $100 bill. And you, for that, could get a beautiful doll or whatever, almost whatever you wanted.